for a game titled We'll Get Together Then. Let's welcome Adam Greenman and Jill Carliner. I said it sad like that, We'll Get Together Then, because that is a line from the classic Harry Chapin song, Cats in the Cradle. You guys familiar with that song?
Yep.
Okay, Jill, you're a child psychologist, right?
I am.
Why does everyone cry when they hear that song?
I think it just tears at our heart about regret, about, you know, we don't stop to appreciate what's really important,
yeah,
which is our families and our children. Time just goes by too quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. What do we do about that?
Yeah.
I'm crying now.
Crying now.
I brought the house down.
That's good. No. Adam, what's your favorite song to sing your kids?
Death metal. Lately we've been doing Frozen. Lots and lots of much Frozen.
Yeah, you got a couple boys, huh?
Couple girls.
A couple girls, that makes perfect sense. Jonathan, does the Cats in the Cradle song make you cry?
It does. It's actually, my dad, when I was a kid, used to sing it to me every time I refused to do something with him. But seriously, there is no better way to describe the joy of being a parent than to rewrite the lyrics of a song about a neglected boy who gets passive-aggressive revenge on his father. So we have rewritten the lyrics to Cats in the Cradle to be about some traditional childhood games. Just ring in and tell us which ones I am singing about. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. I think so.
The game arrived just the other day. We put up the picture and we started to play. He's a working mammal who likes to bray. I spun around in a blind ballet. Holding in my hand a piece of him. I'm trying to put it where it goes, yeah. I'm trying to put it where it goes.
Adam.
Pin the tail on the donkey?
That's right.
It's like that donkey's being dragged to the slaughterhouse in this version.
A lot of these games sound less fun when you describe them along with the melody to this song.
Well, we stood in a group and we faced ahead. She told us we should do whatever she said. Follow all the orders or you'll lose the game. But only if she says that name, yeah. Only if she says that name.
Adam.
Mother, may I?
Ooh. No, I'm afraid that's wrong.
Not what we're looking for. Jill, do you know what it is?
Simon Says.
Simon Says is
that's right.
Great regret, I leave my seat. The music starts and I find my feet. A giant circle, we walk around till the moment when we all sit down. Then the silence falls and it's plain to see there's no seat here for me. Yeah, they didn't save a seat for me.
Oh my...
Adam.
Musical chairs.
Yeah, that's the one.
I listen to this episode right before I kill myself.
I grabbed some chalk so I could create a bunch of squares numbered 1 through 8. Round on top, sure looked great. I threw a rock and it landed straight. As I hopped through, I thought the game was mine. Then I slipped and touched a line, yeah. I can't believe I touched that line.
Adam.
Hopscotch.
Hopscotch is correct. All right, this is your last clue here.
And we're sitting in a circle and we wait our turn. One of us is next for the waterfowl burn. You're calling me a gander, but I don't know when. I'm gonna chase you then, yeah. You know I'm gonna chase you then.
Jill.
Duck, duck, goose.
That is correct. John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
Congratulations, Adam. You're moving on to the final round. Way to go.